Oh, never mind. I forgot. Hi, everyone. How are y'all doing? We're over here talking behind the scenes as usual. Thank you so much for watching the Pink Cloud Nine video podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and everywhere else in between. Today, I have a really special guest, the one, the only, Rob Homan with Your Health, which is your health and wealth bodyguard. Trademark, by the way, so you know what that means. I'm so excited to have you here, Rob, today. Please tell us, what is a health and wealth bodyguard? How do you help us? And I want to know all about it. So please.
Thank you. Let's just start off. Did you know that over 80% of all medical billing intentionally contains errors? And did you know that over $300 billion was spent on fraudulent billing last year? Now, the good news is you don't need to be one of these statistics if you have a health insurance bodyguard. I'm Rob Homan, and I want to be your advocate and create an awareness that you would possess, ultimately becoming a consumer of your health care as opposed to being a victim.
Correct. Yeah, so I mean, that's true. Let's go back to the first part of that that you said that mistakes are made. So how do,
Intentionally,
right,
unfortunately.
intentionally, right. So how is that okay? Like, I mean,
Well, it's
things and the other.
ultimately the it, it's not it's never a class action situation when you get a medical bill. It's your family, yourself, against the provider facility. And so it's a one-to-one transaction most often. And so they've got no problems not being completely forthcoming as far as what the actual charges are in the medical billing. And they're just daring you to be able to have the courage to challenge it and then request the itemization of charges, allowing you to evaluate what is in fact being charged to you, because that one number obviously has a story behind it in order to get to that number, an accumulation of charges. So, a gentleman who, an author by the name of Marshall Allen, wrote a book called Never Pay the First Bill. And after reading that book, we really just became, we adopted the techniques and philosophies contained therein, whereas at Never Pay the First Bill, always ask questions, get your itemization of charges. And I'm telling you, it doesn't fail when you put, because now they're on notice, because you become aware, because you're challenging the level of, you go to the emergency room and you have a charge for an assessment for a heart attack and you got three stitches. That's not something you're willing to pay, of course. So, really allowing you to do an evaluation, more or less is putting them on notice. And granted, we understand, and that's why we come in to help out with the actual acquisition of the itemization of charges, because they will try to make it as difficult as possible to get those, but it just takes a, we're very tenacious, and we try to get it all accomplished because, we're out there to protect you. We're, you don't need a, there's no violence in being your health insurance bodyguard, but there is the utmost in protection that we're trying to provide.
Exactly. Okay. So say somebody gets a very large medical bill and they didn't get the itemization for it. They contact you. What are the next steps?
Well, first, it never costs any money to have a discussion. All right. But the affordability of getting involved is quite attractive because for an individual, 1099 per month, for a couple, I believe it's $17.99 a month, and for a family, it's $24.99 per month, and it's a monthly fee. There is no contract, so I mean, you would pay to have us work on your behalf, and any kind of documents to support or any kind of additional items we would be able to provide you with in order to allow us to effectively get involved, negotiate, and acquire all the necessary information, allowing us to ultimately challenge and win
Right,
to
okay, cool.
to get you what you deserve.
Right. And so if somebody was charged, for example, I know that you have a few testimonies and you're welcome to tell us about those as well, testimonials of people that you've helped. But for example, someone gets a, I don't know, $10,000 medical bill in the mail. You could potentially help them lower that to, way less, right?
I absolutely yes. The answer is yes. If you aren't trying to reach out and call us, shame on you, please, because any bill that just has a dollar amount without the itemization, and even the itemizations that might be contained in a bill are just a little bit too vague to really be able to just to discern and see whether or not that you're getting overly charged. You never pay the first bill. I mean, if you see something come across, when you're losing, you got nothing to lose. Allow us to determine whether or not you're getting actually charged the correct amount or not. And I mean, heck, we had somebody with a $5,000 charge at an urgent care. She wound up paying $350.
Nice.
I mean, I had somebody who went and got a CT scan through the emergency room, got charged $12,479. She only paid $200. I mean,
Amazing.
we've got also different techniques that really can help you, and they're not as painful as you might think. They can be very simple, and if there's a little bit of heavy lifting, we're capable of taking care of that for you. And it really, it's just allow us to take away the anxiety. And it's as I always say, anybody can sell you a health insurance policy, but if you use it correctly and it saves you from spending more than what's necessary, now you're actually working the system correctly. And if you're that person that just wants to be able to show them your card and nothing else, and you're opening yourself up to being taken advantage of. And it's like I said, it's a level of awareness that people just don't know, but they're looking for people that will lay down and accept anything that they get charged.
Correct. Okay, so instead of, okay, so don't pay your first bill. Instead, call Rob Homan, your health and wealth bodyguard, for that type of protection, because
Exactly,
that's what
exactly.
you think of protection, right? Cool. So just to let everybody know, Rob Homan's information will be in the description. So please reach out if you have any
And
questions.
I want everybody to know that there is no charge to have a discussion, because listen, we're going to be honest with you. We don't want to get you to spend unnecessarily for our services. And it might be as simple as us telling you what you need to do, and you go ahead and do it yourself.
Okay, so the first consultation is free. Nice. Or complimentary, as some would say. How long do these consultations usually last? Obviously, everyone is different, but up to like.
It will last as long as what's necessary, but usually we can get some of the information, allow us getting started within 15 to 30 minutes. It should not be, hours and hours and hours. Every situation has got its own differences, but the ultimate goal is what happened, whether it be a sickness or an injury, and we're just going to gather the details and go as until we can get as much details as possible. But it's just a matter of being prepared when you do reach out to us, being capable of answering those questions, and then obviously if we are unable to answer them at that time, that's where us getting involved is probably going to be the answer to finding all those questions
And the reason I
answered.
ask about how long usually it takes for that first complimentary consultation is because I don't want somebody calling you and being on the phone, trying to be on the phone with you for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Like, okay, come on, like 30 minutes to an hour is plenty of time, right?
But they wanted to tell me about their dog, and they wanted to tell me about their grandchildren and everything like that. We understand. We're empathetic, and you know what? Being a resource sometimes is being empathetic, and we understand that sometimes we, and it has it's a chemistry fit too. And so I might be enjoying myself talking about your grandchildren. So it's okay, but ultimately trying to accomplish what it is that you're trying to accomplish is our ultimate goal, and we don't want to lose sight of it. We're not sticklers for it's not like you're in church and be quiet,
Right,
stuff
no,
like that.
I get it. Okay, so how long have you been doing this, and what were you doing prior? Is it the same industry or completely different? Everybody has like so much.
I actually got involved in the health insurance industry in 2016, mostly because of my disdain for the Affordable Care Act, and getting involved with it and understanding a lot about it. I was in certain different capacities where I was a captive agent, and what I learned there was that I was selling on behalf of the insurance company instead of the policy holder. So I'm only offering them the solutions that I could provide that benefited the insurance company. I became a broker shortly thereafter that because I just wanted the policy holders to get the most out of me servicing them. And so in 2020 I became completely independent, and ever since then I've always been more of an advocate from day one on trying to help people, keep their money in their pocket, doing things that are going to make more cost-effective manners on how to use their coverage. But it really, really became a focal point with our practice in 2021. And my wife, who's the head of the advocacy department, her name is Carmel. She is an angel of advocacy. She is amazing, very talented, not a licensed agent, so she's never going to be trying to sell you anything. She's all about the solutions to just mitigate any of the situations and costs that you're incurring, being charged, and we're trying to eliminate them. Like I said, it might not be as painful as it might seem. And it's like I said, there's just, we're gonna make you aware. I like to say, we're gonna make you dangerous enough to be able to just to, in a short amount of time, be able to use your coverage and be just as effective as we are in circumventing your excessive medical billing or getting you to use your coverage in a correct fashion as well.
Nice. Okay, last question. Before 2016, what were you doing? Was it a similar industry or a totally different industry?
Actually, I've always been in the sales arena, but I was actually working with my wife, who owned a business, and on your ink, the ink on your milk jug, the best use by date.
Right.
Yeah, my wife manufactured that ink, and I sold the equipment, the non-impact inkjet printers that went and used that ink and put it on all the substrates that, fly by. So Coke, Pepsi, Florida's Natural Growers, Tropicana Orange Juice, all the different dairies and things like that. That was our business. And my wife sold the business in 2015. My daughter went with the business, and now she's a rock star for the company that purchased Carmel's business. And she's ever since 2015, she's one of the most profitable divisions of the industry. So my wife did an awesome job in raising a great kid, and she's super intelligent, has her master's, and she's making a lot of money for the company she works for right now.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Rob Homan, for being here. Remember, everybody, get a hold of your health and wealth. A bodyguard, lower those medical bills, do not pay your first bill, call Rob.
And in passing, the last thing I want everyone to understand, all health insurance sucks. But if you work with me together, we're going to find the one that sucks the least for you. I guarantee it.
Right, exactly. Cool. Very nice. Okay, so I was just gonna say thank you for watching the show. Oh, I wanted to. This is the first time I'm wearing this t-shirt, Pink Cloud Nine. Just got it not too long ago. You guys, if y'all don't have a t-shirt with your face on it or your logo, or whatever, oh, this also has a QR code, which works, by the way, because I tested it. This is a QR code, whatever. But what I wanted to say is make sure that you guys get a hold of the QR code for Rob right there at the corner, top corner, because that's a really great place to contact him. But y'all get some t-shirts of y'all's business and give them out or whatever you want, or wear them at like online or networking events. It's a good icebreaker too, and it, markets your own business. So I don't know. I think you don't have to put your face on it, but definitely put your logo on it, right? So anyway, that's something that I thought was kind of silly and fun and cute. Thank you so much for being here. Remember, be kind to children, animals, the elderly, and everyone in between as well, because we are living in a stressful world. And so let's be kind. Thank you so much for being here, and see y'all next time.